Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name is Gary Stevens. We're dealing with a new subject today. It's called healing. This is God's will for all mankind. This is part one from a seven-part series, and I'm starting off with an important note, and then I'll be doing a topic called God's will in the Old Testament. From the very beginning, even up until now, it has always been God's will for his creation, called mankind, to prosper in every area of life, including finances, as well as healing. Throughout the scriptures, you will find that God provided healing and health in the Old Testament, as well as the New Testament. For God is no respecter of persons. What he has done for one person, he will also do for another person. The believer, as well as the church, or the body of Christ, must learn to believe and accept that this is God's will, to operate in the laws of healing and to receive by faith the promises of healing. Taking a position of being and staying sick is against the will of God. The scriptures and what Jesus died for on the cross and give Satan and the curse legal access into the life of a person. Healing, the Bible way, comes under the blessing, where sickness and disease comes under the curse. Jesus is Lord of the blessing, while Satan is in control of the curse. Religion and tradition, through false teaching, have taught that it is humble, godly, and holy to be sick and to stay sick and to suffer, and that is what God wants, but this is not true. It is a deception and a lie. God is against the sickness and disease and what this can do to a person. Lack of healing keeps people and families and cities and countries, nations, and even the church in bondage and under the spiritual control of Satan. To walk and operate in the laws of healing is real humility, whereas to walk and operate in the laws of sickness and disease is actually pride, and God is against pride. The final choice is up to each person or church to either accept or reject God's provision for healing. He will not force it into anyone. Let's now start with topic one, God's will in the Old Testament. We go to Psalm 145, verses 8 to 9. And it reads, "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and in great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Now you know why you can receive your healing." In Psalm 103, verses 1 to 6, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all my iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed as the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed." You cannot go to the same God for healing if you think he has made you sick. Watch for the words in the following scriptures, "for all and every." He heals all diseases. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6a. "My people are destroyed through lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children." What this scripture is trying to say to us is that because the body of Christ, because the believer doesn't know what God's word says about healing, they are lost or they're destroyed. Once you know what the promise of God is regarding healing for the believer, then you've got something to stand in faith for. The scriptures truly teach healing comes from God, sickness comes from the devil. Let us now go to Psalms 107, verses 19 to 20. And it reads, "Then they cried out to the Lord in their troubles, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction." Even when a person causes their own problem, God will still send his word and heal them. Exodus chapter 23, verses 25 to 26. "So shall you serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and water, and I will take away sickness away from the middle of you. No one shall suffer miscarriage or be barren in your land, and I will fulfill the numbers of your days." Here we see clearly the will of God. It says, "I will take sickness away from the middle of you." God's word is to heal us. The Bible actually said the word became flesh and came down to us. Jesus, the will of God, showed quite clearly that healing was part of God's way for mankind to operate and to live in. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. And it reads, and said, if you diligently heed the voice or listen to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all of his statutes, I will put none of these diseases on you which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Here he is once again saying he is the one that heals. In Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 17, for I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord your God, because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, no one seeks her. God's will heal you of your own wounds that you have received in accident or in war. We go now to Acts chapter 10, verse 38, and here we see the will of God manifested through his Son, Jesus Christ, on the earth. And it reads, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Jesus only did the will of the Father. And it also says here that the devil oppressed people with sickness and disease. What is the will of God the Father for mankind? It's for mankind to be healed from oppression and sickness and disease caused by the devil. The next part coming up will be part two, and we'll be dealing with the topic, traditions have been put into the church to keep you bound. This is in part two. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.